It's the only golf radio show in the capital of golf. It's the Cognizant Classic Live here on ESPN 106.3. Every Saturday morning, the stories, the players, the leaderboard, we cover it all. To tee off your weekend, it's the Cognizant Classic Live.
Well, the wind certainly made scoring a little bit more difficult as predicted yesterday. And we go into a Saturday at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches where Bud Cauley is your leader, followed by Austin Eckroat, Garrick Higo, Kevin Yu, Victor Perez, 11 under Bud Cauley. That's who everybody is chasing going into round three. And we welcome you to PGA National Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live. I am Ken Levicka. He is Rick Harrow, the sports professor who... you hear with me every Wednesday, Boardroom presented by the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. And right off the top, the man who has been in charge, he's the interim, executive director of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. It is Joey Chitwood here with us on ESPN 106.3. I already apologize to you for Rick. He's already being a Rick Harrow early on here.
Center stage for Joey, man. Joey deserves all the accolades. What an incredible human to take it to the next level. And frankly, the tournament couldn't be in better hands.
I completely agree.
Joey here and Cognizant here and Fleming taking over. I mean, it's wonderful. And you being here, I mean, we're all here.
I mean, it's a big, happy family. Joey, first 2 days, what's your assessment here just from a tournament perspective?
Sure, just really pleased. I mean, it's what I anticipated, the energy from the crowd, the passion that this community has for this event. It's palpable. And so excited to actually then match that up with some phenomenal golf. And you look at the scores from round one, and really I thought they would back up significantly in round two, but there were some players who handled that win like it was nobody's business, and really impressed with where the cut line was. I haven't done my research, but that might be the lowest cut line in forever, maybe.
It's one of the lowest in the last decade, for sure.
I mean, how impressive is that? And I really thought the wind would be more of a challenge. And excited we've got a great group for round three. We just started. We were a little bit behind. We had to finish off round two this morning. We had about seven, eight players that had to finish. It's almost painful. We did have a player miss a putt and miss the cut this morning. We had a player make about a 5 or 6 footer to make the cut. And so to bring them back the next morning, and it's all down to that final putt. It's pretty intense when you see that in terms of these professionals and how they make their living.
The sixth putt that went viral, is that guy anywhere around?
He did not make the weekend.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know, it's so challenging when you think about that playing out on TV and now being a clip that's out there, but how difficult it is to be a professional golfer in those instances. I saw Padraig Harrington. He pulled a driver on 18, and it was actually left of the water in the marsh here, so it was right next to the golf cart. And so even the best, you know, have those moments that we as amateurs have all the time, but it's really impressive, though, when they string a really good round together. And Bud, goodness gracious, out of golf for a couple years,
right,
coming back from an injury, and to put up that kind of score on this course on the second round, I mean, kudos to him. Well played yesterday.
I mean, that's the thing about this tournament, too, Rick. You know, I mean, you've got Bud Cauley, who was out of golf for a couple of years. Now he leads going into the weekend. Chris Kirk, the winner a year ago, battled all sorts of demons, had to go to rehab, get himself right. It speaks to what you're talking about, Joey. Pro golf as a whole, but this tournament has really churned up great stories over the years.
That's the point, too. You know, Joey's been in this industry for a long time, you know, literally and figuratively jumping through hoops at 5 years old when he was a kid, and the NASCAR world where I first met him. But I think you'd agree the whole world now in sports evolves around stories. It's not just for the papers, it's for the social media. And when you think about it, the young guns on the tour, how to make it, how close they are, the ones that miss, the ones they lose a temper, the ones they use this as a starting point to get to the next level, it is huge, and it's bigger than it used to be because the spotlight is now no longer on Tiger. Tiger's interesting. He's an ambassador. He lives down here. He helps all of us Rory as well. But, you know, your story is just as much tied into the guys that maybe people don't know as much in the future. What do you think of all that? I think that's the way it is.
You know, for me, I'm just impressed with the limited amount of membership cards there are to be in the PGA Tour. Mm-hmm. When you think about that, it's probably the most exclusive club in the world. And then to play it out over 30 weekends a year and the pressure to perform all the time. And playing 3 weeks on and maybe take a week off, I'm not sure professional golfers get enough credit of what it takes to perform at the highest level. And I think if we all agreed that we all had to spend 3 weeks on the road, we'd be mumbling and grumbling about what that's like. And they've got to get out here and get stretched and warmed up and get their workouts in and then go play golf on some really challenging golf courses. And by the way, they're packing up and getting on a flight to the next event.
Right.
It's a really interesting schedule the way they do it. But I will tell you, I think we've seen you see them on the driving range and they all have their track bands or whatever it is that they're doing to get their data on their shots. They're changing angles of clubs real time. It's just an amazing thing of where I remember golf was and now how it's changed so much. And even seeing a 20-year-old in Nick Dunlap, who was an amateur, who wins an event and now has a hole-in-one
on seven yesterday. And,
you know, that was great.
I mean, to your point, this sport with so many golfers who make the cut, don't make the call, 144 make the field to attempt to make the cut, each one has a story. We're just getting a couple snippets of it. You could do a story in every one of them in terms of perseverance or how great they were when they were young, how challenging it is as a pro, or those that have handled success in a way that is a model for everyone, like the Rorys and Rickys of the world. I mean, there's just so many dynamics to it. I mean, to me, you know, if ever I get a chance to turn in my credential and just be a fan and go attend an event, you know, I'd be following all of them. I think there's something about all of them that makes you want to follow them.
You know, just one comment about that as a follow-up, the guys who are now their own corporations with the TrackMan and all. You know, as a lawyer, when I got a new legal pad, I got all excited. I would call you and say, hey, here's the new technology coming out.
Uh-huh.
And these guys are much stronger, I don't know about smarter, more dedicated to their craft, and to just watch them on the range preparing. It's a world-class athlete preparing for 4 hours on the ropes, but that's a very small percentage of their story, and the idea is how to tell it and to tell it well.
Oh, for sure. It's just so impressive. And actually, I think we all as amateurs, when you watch them on the range, how effortless they make it look.
Yep.
And you know, we as amateurs are strangling that club, and we're trying to figure out how hard to hit it.
Uh-huh.
And they're just out there smoothing it. And then when you put them out there in the conditions, though, the stress affects them, the challenges of sinking a putt to make the cut, or on 17 yesterday, it had some teeth.
It sure did.
I mean, some folks were going in that water. So, again, even the best might not be able to navigate it as well as you'd hope.
Yeah. Rory McIlroy navigated the bear trip fine yesterday, but plenty did not. And so let's just talk about this as a whole. Joey Chitwood, the interim executive director of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches with Rick Caro. I'm Ken Lavica. Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live here on ESPN 106.3. We mentioned Rory. We mentioned Ricky. You mentioned the six-putt, Rick. Thomas Dietrich, that went viral, obviously. All the water balls on the bear trap on Thursday.
I'd have picked up after three putts. I just said, good, you know that.
Well, that's because all you do is gimme. That's the Rick Harrell way. Then all the water balls, all that stuff's going to go viral. All that stuff's going to get the attention. But I'm sitting here yesterday, and I look over, and there's Rory McIlroy running over to sign autographs. Ricky Fowler doing the same. All of these players in the field, that's the type of thing with this tournament, in this place, at this course, that you don't appreciate when you're watching on television. But, man, what a fan-friendly event, and you're seeing it firsthand for the first time, Joey.
Oh, for sure. And I would say that golf, I think, you know, probably ranks at the highest in terms of accessibility for your fans.
Yeah.
Just from a competition perspective, walking the rope line and being within 20 feet of them on a tee shot or at the putting green. So you can be up close and personal. In other sports, you know, you don't get to that chance. But then they would actually take their time and come over and take a selfie or an autograph. I think it's really impressive. And the numbers are crazy good right now.
Good.
You're seeing a transition of youth playing team sports to more individual sports,
yep.
And golf is ranking high.
Yep.
And the increases we're seeing from both boys and girls at a young age taking golf, it's pretty significant. It tells you the pipeline is full of the future stars, the future fans, or just the future players of golf lifelong, whether it's as an amateur or as part of your companies, things like that. It's really impressive. I think golf's got a great trajectory.
Let's talk about the business metrics for a second, and we do this on the Boardroom Show every Wednesday on ESPN as well. But, you know, you now are running an entity that is the largest sports entity, the largest sports events, clearly by far, in Palm Beach County. It's $40 million of economic impact. I personally, being in this business for 9,000 years, think that's understated. I think it's much more than that, because that's the direct financial transactions. You know, any time that six putt goes viral, you know, you don't care about this guy. He's not around for the cut this year, but you're doing it in Palm Beach Gardens. You're doing it in South Florida, and everybody sees, hey, the weather's pretty damn good. There's not going to be a major issue like there has been in some other points. But, you know, 42 years with American Honda, you know, $70 million of charity raised, seamless transition to Cognizant, the business aspect, and this should be and is known where kind of America for this week goes to do business as well. So talk about that.
Oh, I would agree 100%, Rick. And to your point, I think golf doesn't get as much credit as an industry in this market. When you think about the state of Florida, it is truly, I believe, the golf capital of Florida, golf capital of the U.S., if you want to call it. You have so many professionals that live here. Then you've got great courses, not just this course, but so many other great courses around here. So from the perspective of bringing in all of those great tourists that we love, who help generate that direct economic impact and put heads in beds, I just don't think it gets enough credit. Then throw in this tournament and all the sponsors that we have that invest here, and Cognizant now stepping in and will be with us through 2030. So what a huge commitment to know this tournament's not going anywhere and to have signed a six-year contract here. Really impressive overall. But even if you were to just look at all of the sponsors on the players, bags, shirts, you name it, I always thought the golf and racing were very similar, and because of the cottage industry that follows it around. So with a golfer, you've got a club manufacturer. You've got a shoe manufacturer. You've got a ball. They're all here. They've got their trucks out there.
Right.
So then I'd equate it to racing. Well, you've got an OEM, you know, a Chevy, a Ford, you know what I mean? Oh, by the way, you've got a helmet. You've got a fire suit. I mean, there's a lot of things that are simple, but it's that cottage industry that supports the golfers that I'm not sure we credit or rank enough in terms of their impact, because they're following the circus.
No doubt.
They're everywhere and investing in the events as they come.
Joey Chitwood, the interim executive director, Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. You mentioned sponsors, and you've got the Gosling's Bear Trap. You've got Tito's. There's Tatanjay. There's Couture. You've got all Edwin Watts, FPL, Pratt & Whitney, you name it. All of these great partners of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. When you look at how this tournament's been able to continue to immerse itself, not only in national brands, but also in local brands, local partnerships, I've got to think you see that. And even if it's just 1 year you're in charge of this tournament, you have to feel to yourself, boy, there's a strong base of support here with this PGA Tour event.
Well, I don't think the event would be on its 18th year here were it not for that, right? And so, you know, by day two, when I met with the, I spoke at the Chamber of Commerce, and you could feel it in the room. I mean, there's a pride about this event that makes it special. And when you can have, I always used to say this is about the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You know, yes, it was owned by the Holman George family. They bought it in 1946 and 100th anniversary coming up. But the only reason that was still in existence is because of the fans who supported it every Memorial Day weekend. This event, yes, with Honda's fantastic, all those great partners, but it's the fans day in and day out who show up here to support it, live it, breathe it, communicate to everyone how great it is. They're the best ambassador we have. They're out there selling it for us, because that's why you come to Palm Beach. This is the big event. You have to be here for this event. And actually really proud that the field is a little more representative of local golfers. Yeah. So it's a nice connection point. And I was really pleased this first year with the tour stepping in that we're able to accomplish that. And I think that's an important element to it, providing a great theater so that these athletes can perform at the highest level. But the fact that you can see one of these individuals who are performing at this golf course, you might have seen him at a restaurant in Jupiter, Florida.
Yes.
And so there is a connection point that gives people more pride in it. Hey, it might be the only home game in golf.
Yeah.
Golf doesn't have a home team.
Right.
Candidly, you kind of have a home team here. You're probably rooting for
that's
the guys
point.
That live in this. And that's actually something fun to capitalize on, because you know, golf racing zone, that there is no true home team.
Yep. And let's put this in perspective. That's an excellent point. The other one, too, is I celebrated my 50th birthday in 1977. No. Game, the event started, Jackie Gleason Inverary Classic. Remember going. All of the successes and failures in South Florida, you don't know. We had basketball teams come and go before the heat. Remember, a team was going to come down from Buffalo and play in the Sportatorium. Didn't happen. What about baseball? Didn't happen. Hockey. We're all talking about it. Then the Dolphins led to the Marlins. Then all the, we all know the history. I'm, you know, chapter and verse. But the one thing that's sustained is this particular tournament here. South Florida, Broward County, up here, home, 18 years here. Part of it's Honda. Part of it's the brain trust. Part of it is the commitment that understands, as Joey said, how important this event is. Home team, biggest event, major county, golf capital of the world, going to be anyway. But the really important issue is the stability of a major event in an inherently unstable market. And people don't understand that, and that's really important.
Well, I would tell you, Cognizant coming on board.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't thank them enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they really targeted this market. This was important to them. This is the market they want to be in. And to make a commitment that long is pretty special, because you don't see that long of a commitment from some major partners. And typically, I think a CMO's term at a company is about 3 to 5 years. And so the fact that this company has committed, no, we want to be here for the long haul, I think everybody should feel really good about that. Gives us an opportunity, too, to start thinking about how do we want to, whether it's renovate, innovate, have some fun, what can we do to continue to elevate this event?
Yeah.
You know, take something great and continue to work on it and make it excellent, right? And how do we figure that out? But with this nice runway in front of us, we can look at what is next year? What is 2026? What is 2027, 28? Again, it's a great situation to be in. Got a great home. How do we continue to remodel it, make some additions to it, do all you want with it, but make sure that it's inviting for years to come?
I just have a couple more for you. Joey Chitwood, Interim Executive Director, Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Todd Fleming's going to take over as the full-time Executive Director. We were able to have him on the show a couple of weeks ago. What have sort of been your interactions with him as you pass the baton to him?
So for Todd, it's see everything.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you get your eyes on everything so that you can form an opinion and right and understand when the team talks to you about what the opportunity is, but also with his experiences at Legends and managing a bunch of significant sales opportunities. Again, that expertise and bringing that to the table and seeing it. So how does that work? There's a great team at the tour that will support him. Happy that I was down here and I learned my lessons in terms of what this event means and how it works and some of the unique operational challenges that we all have with any event. So the goal for him this week is to make sure he soaks it in, gets his feet wet a little bit, and then starting next week, he can start putting a plan together for next year, because it starts as quickly as that.
Well, and my yeah, just quick, because I know we're always up against it, and you got somewhere to go. But, you know, the whole idea of building on the legacy, really important. We've had the Dolphins involved. We had something called the Finn Cup on a Monday Pro-Am every year. We'll talk about bringing that back. There's a whole list of things that we can start, we, the community, can start implementing as a checklist if you know you've got a long runway. And it's great to have him involved. It's great to have you kind of looking over everybody's shoulders as you prepare for a kick-ass event in Chicago and your senior event. That's going to be huge.
I just booked my ticket. I fly back to Chicago on March 14th, so going to try and fit as much in here in the next couple weeks before I get up there and have a busy spring up there. So I've been doing a little bit of both, but I've got to get myself back up there and keep it rolling up there. President's Cup 26 is going to be the biggest President's Cup we've ever hosted.
He's promised.
And it's going to be pretty special.
We're in. That's what I heard there. But you mentioned the President's Cup. That was the last question I wanted to send your way. Are there lessons you can take from the couple of months you've been here and running this particular event that you can then apply to you getting back into running that President's Cup upcoming?
Well, it always reinforces what you're doing. At the end of the day, you can't get ahead of the ski tips. You're creating a theater to provide athletic achievement at its highest level. So you're setting the stage. And if you can set a great stage, these performers will put on a show that people will remember. I was there when. I saw that putt. And that, for us, is the goal. Understanding the fan, who you're catering to. But more importantly, I see corporations here. I see youth here today. I can tell a person who's just a golf fan who's going to run around. You have to make sure you cater to every level. That's how you fill the pipeline with the next generation of fans. You can't lose track. Yes, we're going to have some great corporate support at a President's Cup event, but you got to make sure the locals also have an opportunity to participate. And what's the leave behind? What's the charitable impact of that event? You know, the charitable impact here is pretty significant with the Nicklaus Children's Healthcare Foundation, Children's Healthcare Charities. So love that. But we do the same thing with a President's Cup. We want it to have a lasting impact. So when you can have a professional sporting event that we can all come, enjoy, and be entertained and know that it makes people's lives in the community better, that is a win-win-win. That is the 1 + 1 = 4.
Yep.
I mean, and that's the best part of what we do.
Joey, we appreciate you. I know I don't have to speak on behalf of Rick, but I know what I'm saying is accurate. We appreciate all the accessibility that you've made for us in your short time here. And thank you for helping the transition with this tournament, this thing that we hold so dear. And here's to a great weekend out here before you head back north, okay?
Awesome. Yeah. Can't wait.
And you're not leaving. You're just taking a trip to Chicago. I know Todd is going to run this thing well. But you're a phone call away, and after you leave, I'm giving everybody his home and cell number. So
I would expect nothing
right,
less
exactly.
from my friend Rick.
Exactly.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Joey Chitwood, the interim executive director of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. We'll let him get on to his executive director duties here on a Saturday at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Rick, what do you say we get to a leaderboard update?
Right,
how about that?
Can you do that yourself?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Take off your socks for 1,100
bucks. All right, Christian Cat, let's get our leaderboard update, please.
It's the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. This leaderboard update is presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Cognizant Classic. Also brought to you by Eisner Amper, Kaiser University College of Golf, Celsius, Formula One Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix 2024, and the Palm Beach County Sports Commission.
Bud Cauley is the leader at 11 under par. Austin Eckroat right behind him at 10 under, along with Garrick Higo. Then there's Kevin Yu and Victor Perez at 9 under. And those are the first five in your Cognizant Classic of the Palm Beaches leaderboard. Now, what about some of the quote-unquote, and I don't mean for this to come off as disrespectful, but names here, the big names in the field at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Tell you what, Rory McIlroy is right there. Rory McIlroy finishes at 8 under going into the weekend, so he's only 3 shots off the lead. Shane Lowry, same situation, 8 under par. Ricky Fowler, 4 under par. So you've got some great stories at the top of the leaderboard, but you've also got the names, the promotional aspects that are right there at the top.
Yeah, you know, we all just spent the last few minutes with Chitwood talking about how important it was to tell the stories of the no-names. And then the first thing you do is you put them into two different categories. I'm not sure that shows enough respect, but yet we got to follow both sides of this, right?
That's for sure. Yeah. It's a balance.
It's a balance.
It's a balance.
Yeah, it is.
So that is your leaderboard report. Hey, at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, there's something that binds us all, the collective goal to transcend the ordinary, introducing the all-new TaylorMade QI10 Max driver, combining TaylorMade distance with the forgiveness of 10K inertia. Experience your drives in 10K. Visit them in-store for a free custom fitting at your local Edwin Watts Golf Shops or shop them online, worldwidegolf.com. Get there, Edwin Watts Golf Shops, the new location right near PGA National in the LA Fitness Shopping Plaza off Fairway Drive, Edwin Watts Golf Shops. It's funny that new name, Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, but everything looks the same. The bear trap looks sensational. You've got all the hospitality. It is wild to me that new title sponsor, new ownership of this tournament, if I can put it that way. But again, same comfortable PGA National feel.
Well, that's the PGA Tour Joey Chitwood Fleming handoff. And it's also paying appropriate respect to Andrew George and Ken Kennerly and those that have not been left behind, but, you know, you always build on the shoulders of others. And the consistency of this tournament It's not automatic pilot because then you get complacent.
Right.
But when you think of all of the other stuff that this tournament has done and has symbolized, I think we're finally at the point where there was a bit of uncertainty the last couple of years.
No doubt.
Everybody was saying, what's going to happen? And everybody was whispering, who's the sponsor? Where is everybody? And, you know, the tour legitimately was saying, we're figuring it out. And they did. And everybody kind of created the appropriate bridge. And this 6 years, Joey understated it. It's very rare that Joey understates anything. But, you know, it's going to be a hell of an asset to build on for the next 6 years and more.
Reminder, it's the Gosling's Bear Trap. Go check it out. You can't miss it. Double deck, beautiful hospitality right there. 16 and 17, 17 tee box. Gosling's Bear Trap. Gosling's, the official rum and ginger beer, the Cognizant Classic. Family owned and operated since 1806. That's the year that Rick was born. You're in good hands with Gosling's, or should we say Gosling's in your hand, the official sponsor of the best party in golf. Bear Trap on the 17th, like I mentioned, 16 grain. Try all new peach Gosling's ginger beer and a peach dark and stormy cocktail, or sip an ultra-smooth Gosling's Spirited Seas Ocean Age rum. The good life awaits you with Gosling's, the official rum of leisure, 21 and over only. Drink responsibly. I know you're going to go out there for a little bit after we're done here. You're going to hit up Gosling's?
Yeah, and I have another promotion for you. Anybody that comes by the ESPN area here, it's a free autographed plastic golf ball of Ken Lavica. We got a whole bunch of plastic golf balls here. If you want to know, and you've never seen him because he does have a face for radio,
oh boy.
He's the short little guy with no hair sitting here with me.
We had Brianna Nespero from WPTV come over, and Rick is obsessed with my credential picture because I have hair in it. I look young and vibrant, and she said, oh my goodness, what happened?
That's his junior high school prom picture, by the way.
If you're headed out here to the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, your phone's running a little low, it's all right. Visit the FPL Patio, 17th Green. New extended seating for 400 people. The patio treats general admission fans to the closest available seats to the player walk on the 17th hole, and they have charging stations right outside of it as well. For any type of hookup you need on your phone, whether it be Apple or Android, FPL has you taken care of. Florida Power and Light, proud partner of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. When we come back, we will speak to our friend Elon Coffer of FPL. More with Rick Haro and myself. It's Saturday at PGA National. That's Rick Haro. I'm Ken Lavica. This is the only golf radio show in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live right here on ESPN 106.3.
It's the only golf radio show in the capital of golf. It's the Cognizant Classic live here on ESPN 106.3. Every Saturday morning, the stories, the players, the leaderboard, we cover it all. To tee off your weekend, it's the Cognizant Classic Live.
Tito's back as the official vodka sponsor of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches and the PGA Tour. The Tito's Stillhouse Lounge overlooking the 10th green and 17th hole. Bigger and better than ever, including delicious signature cocktails, live DJ sets, daily putting contests, swag giveaways, one of the best vantage points on the course. Also check out Tito's at the turn between 10 and 18 fairways. Grab a refreshing cocktail as you follow the action on the course. Eighth year as a sponsor of the tournament, Tito's proud to be a part of an event that so positively impacts the Palm Beaches community as the official vodka of the PGA Tour. Tito sponsors 35 tournaments annually across the PGA Tour family of events, Korn Ferry Tour, PGA Tour Champions, and the PGA Tour all over the U.S., and they're proud to help those tournaments support their local communities and the nonprofits those events contribute to. Tito's handmade vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. That's Tito's. You're going to see FPL, Florida Power and Light, all over PGA National for the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. If you've been out here Thursday and Friday, you've seen it. If you're coming out here on this Saturday or tomorrow, it's going to be all over the place. FPL, great partner, the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, and our good friend, the External Affairs Manager at Florida Power and Light, is Elon Coffer, and he joins us here on Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live. And Elon, here we go, another year, another PGA Tour event, a little bit different name, Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, but I've seen it, FPL, you guys have the charging stations, you've got the hospitality. Why is the partnership with Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches so important to FPL?
Well, thank you for having me today, and really, you know, supporting community events and causes like the Cognizant Classic is part of FPL's commitment to working with the communities we serve to help make Florida an even better place to live, work, and raise our families. It's really why we've been involved with this great event and many others, but we're really excited to continue this wonderful partnership with the Cognizant Classic, and we're really excited to see all the great golfers out there in a couple days.
So you know this, and I know this, and there was a time where you'd go out to PGA National, and you look at your phone, you're like, oh, God, I'm down to 10%. This isn't going to last me until 5 o'clock. And a number of years ago, you guys came up with a solution, the charging stations. If you could, just give us a little bit of a rundown of the charging station that FPL is going to provide here in 2024.
Absolutely. Well, we're really excited that this year we're sponsoring the FPL patio at the 17th hole, where, as everybody knows, there's a great view of the par 3 there bordered on the water. And just steps away from that patio, there's going to be some cell phone chargers right at the base there. And, you know, we know everybody's using their cell phones, whether it's to take videos or great action shots of themselves at this great event. And so, you know, we want to make sure you're taking advantage of the FPL charging stations that are located at the entrance of that FPL patio so you can keep your phone fully powered throughout the entire event.
So, again, External Affairs Manager FPL Alon Copper with us here at Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live. And so you mentioned that patio on 17. We've alluded to it a couple of times here. You said that the view is pristine. You were talking about that view. I absolutely love it over there on that 17th patio. That is such a cool feature and so awesome that you guys are such a massive part of that.
Yeah, and, you know, as many of the golfers, you know, out there, the weekend warriors know, that's one of the toughest stretches on the entire PGA calendar. So we're excited to, you know, be out there, and I know everybody's going to be enjoying the tough course out there, and particularly the 17th hole. So it's a fun place to be, and FPL's, you know, great. We're honored to be a sponsor of the tournament, but really excited to be featured at the 17th hole itself.
I mean, Alon, I know that you're someone who is so ingrained in the community, especially in North County, not just with FPL. You've been a part of the framework of North County for many years. What is your favorite part of this now Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, this PGA Tour event in Palm Beach Gardens?
Well, I really think a couple of things. One, I love the fact that it's such a family-friendly event. You know, so if anybody's listening and, you know, is wondering if they should bring their kids, absolutely. It's such a great time for the whole family together. But really, it's just such a great showcase of the, you know, North Palm Beach County and everything, all the great things that are going on. And so we're really excited that Cognizant is becoming part of this great tournament. And we're really excited to see the PGA golfers out there for another fantastic tournament.
I do want to ask you about FPL for a moment. This was, compared to previous years, a little bit quieter from a storm perspective in hurricane season, and I don't want to jinx anything for this upcoming hurricane season, which is at this point really only several weeks away. But what it so impresses me is that the mere suggestion that there might be something that interrupts power, FPL, all your resources are up and alert and ready to go. That certainly seems like a major focal point of emphasis for your side.
Absolutely. You know, at FPL, we take, you know, any storm event or any severe weather event very seriously. And we train for it year round, similar to the golfers. You know, we don't wait until, you know, tee time to get ready for, you know, any kind of weather event. We are preparing every day of the year to get ready for any weather event it can be so that we can make sure we keep the power on, or in the event that there is any outages, that we're repairing them as soon as we can. And so we take pride in the fact that we're one of the best in the country at, you know, reliability as well as restoring power. And we're going to continue working every day to keep that reliability high.
Alon, real quick, before we let you get on to your weekend here at PGA National, just to, if you could, another quick rundown of 17 and the charging stations that FPL is providing.
Yeah, we're at FPL, we're very excited to be a partner with the FPL patio at the 17th hole. And if your cell phone is running low on battery at all from all the videos and great photos you're taking, you'll definitely want to take advantage of the secure FPL charging stations that are located at the entrance of the FPL patio to keep that phone fully powered throughout the tournament.
So, again, the FPL patio on 17, and then, as always, when it comes to your power needs, FPL to the rescue. It's right there, those charging stations on 17. Can't miss them. Get that phone charged. They have every phone input taken care of, whether you have an Android, an iPhone, doesn't matter. You're all set because of FPL, Florida Power and Light. Alon, thank you so much. Really appreciate the time again. Alon Coffer of FPL. Enjoy the tournament. We'll see you out there, okay?
Great, thank you. Looking forward to seeing everybody.
Great Saturday shaping up here at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. If you don't have your passes, all you have to do is go to thecognizantclassic.com. Get your passes for the weekend. There is a lot to do today, including stopping by the Gosling's Bear Trap, the official rum and ginger beer, the Cognizant Classic. Gosling's, family-owned and operated since 1806. You're in good hands with Gosling's, or should we say with Gosling's in your hand, the official sponsor, best party in golf, Bear Trap on the 17th hole, 16th green. Try all-new Peach Gosling's Ginger Beer and a Peach Dark and Stormy cocktail, or sip on Ultra Smooth Gosling's Spirited Seas Ocean Age Rum. The good life awaits you with Gosling's, the official rum of leisure, 21 and over only. Drink responsibly. To me, Rick, this is one of the more fascinating tournaments on tour, not because obviously our inherent bias towards it, but because this is one of the most difficult courses on tour and the legacy of this place, this area when it comes to the PGA Tour in a very interesting time of golf.
There's probably no history, and we did this with Joey a little bit, that a tournament started kind of as a B-list tournament in the mid-70s up at Inverary Golf Course in Broward County, and then Jackie Gleason put his name on it. You weren't probably even thought about being born yet, thankfully. But, Jackie Gleason, Bob Hope, Andy Williams, all the stars kind of attached their names to the tournaments. That was before the tour and everybody else realized they could get big name sponsors to step in. But that's when this thing began. And when you think about where it's been and what happened, there's a lot of turbulence. You had the Doral event down at, the Doral Eastern Open. I remember doing that. And this was always the next one. And why wouldn't this be as big? And then all of a sudden that tournament moves to Mexico and off the calendar. And all of a sudden this is the biggest golf tournament in Southeast Florida. And it continues to survive and thrive that way. And the numbers keep getting bigger. All of the metrics we talked about with Joey were Palm Beach County numbers. Palm Beach County heads in beds, Palm Beach County charity. But it would be interesting to know, and maybe we'll do that over the next year, find out what the residual effect is from people coming up from Broward and Dade and coming down from Martin and St. Lucie, because, it's an hour and 5 minutes. It's not that far to come to high-quality golf, since everybody understands it's the only one.
Based on this region, whether you're talking South Florida and extending into the Treasure Coast, it's very centralized, all things considered, here at PGA National. And the wind is picking up. That is going to play into this Saturday at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. And before or after you come out here today or tomorrow, make sure to stop by the new Edwin Watts location right off of Fairway Drive, right in the LA Fitness Plaza, right here near PGA National, just footsteps away. Edwin Watts Golf Shops by Worldwide Golf, something that binds us all, the collective goal to transcend the ordinary. Introducing the new Callaway AI Smoke Driver with Smart Face Technology. The new AI Design Club has multiple sweet spots across the face. That's perfect for Rick Haro's golf game. Make it in an average of 7 yards longer than the prior model. Visit them in-store for a free custom fitting at your local Edwin Watts Golf Shops, or shop them online at worldwidegolf.com. Get there. And sometimes if you frequent golfing with Rick Haro, you need medical attention after, and that's where Jupiter Medical Center comes in. And the CEO is Amit Rastogi. And we will...
Oh, my God.
How about that? We will talk with him when we come back. That is Rick Haro. I am Ken Levicka. This is Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live on ESPN 1.
It's the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. This leaderboard update is presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Cognizant Classic. Also brought to you by Eisner Amper, Kaiser University College of Golf, Celsius, Formula One Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix 2024, and the Palm Beach County Sports Commission.
Are you on?
It's a 12:35 tee time for Bud Cauley, Rick Haro. He is the leader at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. He is one shot better than Austin Eckrode. You've also got it 10 under Garrick Higo. Kevin Yu is two shots off the pace, along with Victor Perez. What about Rory McIlroy, tied for sixth at 8 under par, only three shots off the lead? That is your leaderboard.
The Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beach is underway. PGA National, really, really, really excited for the debut venture of the Cognizant and the Palm Beaches coming together in a partnership. And One of the partners, the organizations that really makes this thing go and is such a priority, at least in my opinion, is Jupiter Medical Center. And it's always a pleasure to speak with the president and CEO of Jupiter Medical Center, Dr. Amit Rastogi, with us here on the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live. Dr. Rastogi, before we talk about the tournament, the partnership, all of the great things with Jupiter Medical Center, I do want to make sure I ask you, how's the game going right now? How's the golf game treating you?
Well, you know, the golf game for me is kind of a tale of two cities where sometimes it's going to be great a couple of holes and there's other times not so good. But overall, I mean, I just absolutely love the game and I love what it brings to my life, both personally and professionally. So regardless of what my score is, I never complain about the game at all.
This time of year is so great, too, because the PGA Tour is in the Florida swing. We obviously have our tournament here at PGA National, now the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. But anybody who even has a semblance of an appreciation for golf, it's just so exciting, isn't it?
Very much so, because, and I'll tell you, one of the things I love about this tournament is that, you know, it really attracts folks. It obviously attracts a lot of golf fans. But when you're out in the community, what people talk about the most is it's just a great chance for them to be outside, be with friends, you know, be with family, because I think in addition to the golf, there's so much that fans you know, are able to do when they're out and about on the course.
Dr. Amit Rastogi, President and CEO, Jupiter Medical Center, with us here, Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live. And so Jupiter Medical Center and the partnership with this particular event, whether it's the Honda Classic or now the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, why is there such alignment? Why is this such an important relationship between the two?
Look, you know, first of all, it, as mentioned earlier, the Cognizant Classic and events like this bring so much to the community. And just like they do, Jupiter Medical Center has actually been a part of this community. We celebrated our 45th anniversary this year. And if you think about what healthcare brings or what, you know, sporting events bring, it really is about wellness too, right? Because we know that being active and you know, being outdoors is such an incredible, you know, part of both physical and mental health, you know, well-being. So we're incredibly excited to be able to partner with an event like this.
You know, anytime I bring up this event to outsiders of this area, they always say, oh, that's the Jack Nicklaus one. He's around all the time, right? And Jack Nicklaus and Jupiter Medical Center, you guys go back an awful long way.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, you know, both Jack and Barbara Nicklaus have been, you know, such great beacons, not just from the golf world perspective, but also what they've done for the community and healthcare, and especially around pediatrics. And we've partnered with them, you know, quite a bit over the past many years with bringing pediatric healthcare to this area and this region, which, as we know, is a bigger and bigger need, because as the area grows, there's a lot of young families that are moving into this area, not just retirees anymore.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I'm glad you brought that up. There has been a population explosion. It started before the pandemic, but it really has become very consistent now, post at least what we know to be at this point the most severe portions of the pandemic. What does that do to Jupiter Medical Center? I'm sure you sit there, you look as president and CEO, and you say, boy, we need to keep up with this.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's a great point, Ken. And the reality is that from our standpoint, what we're doing is continuing to grow to meet the needs, you know, of the community and, you know, and everything from pediatrics to cancer care to cardiac care, you know, and so many other fields, because we know that as people move down here, one of the critical services they need is access to great health care.
And Jupiter Medical Center, again, has been doing that, as Dr. Rastogi said, 45 years, an institution in Palm Beach County, and even serving those coming from the Treasure Coast as well. Jupiter Medical Center and Dr. Amit Rastogi, President and CEO, with us here on ESPN 106.3. Just for you personally, what is your favorite part of this PGA Tour weekend when it comes down here to North County?
think it's just seeing folks out in the community, out and about. It's a chance to interact with them. Obviously, I also love the game of golf, and every time I watch the pro swing, I think of what my life could have been if I would have started out early, but that's okay. I enjoy what I do, and it makes a difference in its own way as well. But like I said, I think the best part about it really is just seeing, you see friends, families, just enjoying time together and enjoying the great game of golf.
I just want people to understand, if you think you think about golf too much, or someone tells you that you're too involved in golf, the president and CEO of Jupiter Medical Center also sits back and says, what could have been if he picked up the clubs earlier? So don't feel bad about that, okay? And I wanted to ask you this as well, just a little scouting here. Earlier in the week, you did play in a pro-am at PGA National. How's the course playing? Because the weather's been pretty consistent this week.
Oh, the course is in absolutely fantastic shape. You know, the greens were absolutely rolling through. And I could tell you that even though, so I'm about a 14 or so handicap. And no matter if, even though I try to practice, it never gets any better. But I have the story of a lifetime to share with you about the pro-am. So, you know, as is typical for my game, it was like a disaster for like the front nine. Then it started getting a little bit better. And I actually parred every hole on the bear trap, which is a story I will take, you know, until the day I'm in a nursing home, I'll be telling that story.
That is unbelievable. And that's what keeps sucking you back with this game. You can be absolute trash, and then you either get to 18 and have a birdie, or you go to the bear trap, the toughest stretch on tour, like Dr. Rastogi, and start banging in par after par. I absolutely love that. Dr. Rastogi, looking forward to seeing you out at PGA National. Thanks for everything you do. Not only the partnership with the Cognizant Classic and the Palm Beaches, but it's the community as a whole and for so many years. So thank you, and we'll see you out there. Okay.
Great. Thanks very much, Ken, and enjoy the tournament.
Amit Rastogi, President and CEO, Jupiter Medical Center, just an outstanding guy and great partner of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Tito's back as the official vodka sponsor of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches and the PGA Tour. Tito's Stillhouse Lodge, overlooking 10th green, 17th hole, bigger, better than ever. And I can attest to it because I was there yesterday, and it is outstanding. Delicious signature cocktails. May I have a couple? Live DJ sets. Definitely heard that. Daily putting contest. Got involved in that. Swag giveaways. Yeah, took some home. And one of the best vantage points on the course, true. Also, check out Tito's at the turn between 10 and 18 fairways. Grab a refreshing cocktail as you follow the action on the course. You guessed it, Rick. I also hit that up. In their eighth year as a sponsor of the tournament, Tito's proud to be a part of an event that so positively impacts Palm Beach's community as the official vodka of the PGA Tour. Tito sponsors 35 tournaments annually across the PGA Tour family of events, Korn Ferry Tour, PGA Tour Champions, and the PGA Tour all over the U.S. Proud to help those tournaments support their local communities and the nonprofits those events contribute to. Tito's Handmade Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Do you always mix the reeds with some irrelevant self-serving anecdote of yours? Because you continue to do that all the time.
You're on to me.
Yeah, I am on to you. And if that's the case, where is your hair restoration reed?
Well, you know what?
Slash sponsor.
I'm open for business.
Yeah, I'm
there.
Sure you are.
I'm open
Ladies
for business.
And gentlemen, a height and hair restoration sponsorship awaits Ken Levicka.
Uh-huh.
Don't wait for your phone to ring.
Yeah, yeah, no. I wish, man. Maybe that's something that could come out of this weekend for me.
I'll take 10%. No, I need 50% because that's heavy lifting. Bill.
Florida Power & Light, FPL, proud partner of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, committed to delivering clean, reliable electricity, lowest cost possible to better serve the current customers and generations to come, making proven investments in infrastructure, technology, and clean energy. Visit FPL.com to learn more. Real quick, 10-second prediction for the weekend here, Rick.
I think Rory's going to storm back and take it by two, and everybody's going to watch it. I'm really excited about seeing that happen.
Rory is behind by only three shots. Round three, Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Want to thank Joey Chitwood, Christian Catt back in West Palm. For Rick Carl, the sports professor, I'm Ken Levicka. This is Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live right here on ESPN 106.3. Enjoy the weekend, everybody.
We're done? That's it?
We're done.
We're done.
It's a wrap.